This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are blessed to be the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you, whether you're listening on 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, KTGO 1090, KLTC 1460, or on the iHeartRadio app. Thank you. We appreciate the fact that you're listening. We thank our fine sponsors. That includes our friends at Pfeiffer's Real Estate Auction Land Company. They do it all. Land management, livestock sales. Got a big auction up in Lincoln today. Taking place at, it's underway actually right now. Well, one of them, one's underway now. Another starts at noon. Service station equipment and tool auction that's going on right now. Actually just getting underway. A minute ago, and then at noon they have a real estate auction there. About 2 acres, 2 buildings in good condition in Lignite. They have a written bid auction on some acreage in Walsh County and a big 2 billion bushel capacity storage grain elevator in West Union, Minnesota. That is happening soon as well. Some land at Pembina up for auction in the coming weeks. Benson County, North Dakota. Gravel pit, 640 acres out in Montana. I mean, they got a lot. Mercer County, North Dakota. Looks like 300 acres out there south of Hazen. So Kidder County, 640 acres. Check it out at Pfeiffer's.com. They have that, or you can call them at 877-700-4099. And they'll send you a catalog, okay? Pfeiffer's, good folks, and we appreciate the fact that they bring you a part of the program here today on What's on Your Mind. We have our contest going. Where's the best hot dog? It's National Hot Dog Day, so we're having a little fun. And if you text us at 701-226-8503 or email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, and tell us where the best hot dog is, we're going to select a winner for some State Fair passes. The State Fair cranking up days away, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting close, and we'll be up there broadcasting live a number of days as well. Charlie's Meats Minot, all beef hot dogs hooked together in a ring. You tear off some part on them and put them on the grill, and they burst on a toasted bun. Awesome flavor. All right, thank you very much. Appreciate that. The best hot dogs are Cloverdale Reds at Grandpa's house because it's the only hot dog my 2 grandchildren will eat. And another says, best hot dog I ever had was from the street vendor in downtown Fargo. Not certain if he's still there. He was an artist. Had some kind of crumbly, crispy topping that was divine, said Adam. So there you go. We're getting VP guesses for Donald Trump as well today, and we can take some more of those. So welcome a few of those. By the way, speaking of street fairs, downtown Fargo, that starts today. It's a big one. 150,000 people a year come to that street fair Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and it starts today. So I wanted to make you aware of that. We're honored to welcome our next guest, Heather McDonald, who's written the book, The War on Cops, How the New Attack on Law and Order Makes Everyone Less Safe. All you need to know about Heather is that the show following the travesty in Dallas, Rush Limbaugh said, I'm not equipped to give the commentary. I'm going to have Heather McDonald do it, and started this program by chatting with Heather McDonald. Many of you began tweeting us, emailing us, texting us, say, can you get Heather on the show? And she graciously said yes. So, Heather, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks for having me on, Scott. I appreciate it.
Let's start with the myth of Black Lives Matter, because there was a narrative in the media, there was a narrative in the, you know, just in America right now about what has happened, Ferguson forward, that is now fact to a lot of people, but you pointed out so well in your book that it's a myth. What is the biggest part of this Black Lives Matter myth that needs to be countered?
Well, the myth is that the police are the biggest threat facing young black men today, and that the police are infected with racial bias that results in an epidemic of unjustified police shootings. That's just not true. It's very fitting that Michael Brown is the patron saint of the Black Lives Matter movement, because the hands-up, don't-shoot narrative was a complete hoax. He was grabbing the officer's gun, beating him, and no less than the Obama Justice Department just eviscerated, mercilessly eviscerated the narrative that the media had so carefully and lovingly promulgated. And yet, Michael Brown continues to be cited not only by Black Lives Matter activists, but by outlets like the New York Times within their list of martyrs to police brutality. It turns out, Scott, that a much greater percentage of whites and Hispanic homicide victims are killed by police officers than black homicide victims. 12% of all whites and Hispanics who die of homicide are killed by a cop, compared to 4% of black homicide victims who are killed by a cop. And an officer is 18 and a half times more likely to be killed by a black man than an unarmed black man is to be killed by a cop.
How does this happen? How does hands up, don't shoot become the narrative before there's any facts? And I believe we've seen the same thing in Minneapolis with Falcon Heights, because the narrative there was broken taillight, someone's pulled over, asks for his ID, reaches, boom, shot, right? And then the girlfriend is videoing it instantly, which still is beyond my comprehension, that's the first thing you think to do, when her boyfriend literally is gasping for his life next to her. But now we're told that there actually was, the reason that this individual was pulled over had nothing to do with a broken taillight, had to do with it. It matched the description of someone wanted in an armed robbery. And the gun we see in the video is the same gun that was in the robbery, right?
Wow, I didn't know about that detail, but I agree with you, Scott. I think people were way too credulous towards her version of events. It may turn out to be true. It may turn out that from the officer's point of view, he was reasonable in thinking that Castile was going for a gun. I don't know, but for sure, the media and the public is primed to believe the narrative of racist cops. In fact, it turns out, according to study after study, officers are less likely to shoot an armed black suspect than an armed white suspect. They hesitate longer, so long, in fact, in deciding whether to shoot an armed black suspect, that there's a risk that they are putting their own lives at danger now. But why this takes hold, Scott, I think we now have an academic, a university culture that is pumping out black victimology at a constant rate, is surrounding students and the public at large with the idea that the biggest problem facing blacks today is still white racism, and it makes the elites feel morally superior to what they view as the redneck Americans, to think that white racism is still a driving force in American society.
Heather McDonald is with us. If you have questions or comments, you're certainly welcome. She's written The War on Cops, How the New Attack on Law and Order Makes Everyone Less Safe. And I do want to get into the cause and effect of all of this, because you do have police officers acting differently, and you do have decades of success in bringing crime down in urban centers that now are threatened by this, completely missed by this. Sandy and Bismarck, your question for Heather McDonald. Go ahead.
I was calling about why that situation in Minneapolis got so out of hand and that man was shot. I watched the video. I could not see any reason why that happened. So I talked to a person who has a concealed carry permit, and he was told that in the class you take, they teach you to never start your conversation with the police officer saying, I have a gun in my car. When he asks for your ID, you hand him your license, and then and include with that your concealed carry permit, keeping your hands on the steering wheel at all times. And then you tell the police officer, will ask, do you have a gun in the car? And he'll say, yes, I do. And then you say, would you like me to get out of the car? Or I am not a threat. Your hands are in total view all the time. And that situation could have been completely avoided.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things to do better. But I think your point, Heather, is that statistically this happens a lot less than it would, a white officer and a white suspect, right?
Yeah, I mean, this whole episode, and also in Baton Rouge, brought to my consciousness for the first time how complicated officers' lives are in places with open carry or concealed carry, their judgments are all the more difficult. But there's nothing more dangerous for an officer than a car stop. That's how most officers are killed. And officers are rightly on their guard. But this, there's no reason to think that if what the officer saw was the same and he was confronting a white man, that the outcome would have been different.
But your point, I think, Sandy, is a good one for anybody that does have a concealed carry permit on how to do it. Again, you can second-guess these all day long, but there certainly seems to be better ways to do that. And, one of the he-said, she-said outcomes of the Falcon Heights stop in the suburban Twin Cities was that exact thing. But, no, you asked him for his ID. He reached for the glove box. I assume that's where his ID was. And again, we're hearing her version of the events. But all right, back to the stats when we come back. And I would like to spend a little time on the progress that's been made and the lives saved, really, by bringing crime down in urban areas that could be lost as a result of the Black Lives Matter myth. More with Heather McDonald after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Research shows that people who take opioid painkillers can quickly develop a tolerance to and dependence on this drug. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman offering tips for safe use of these medications.
Let's start with individual responsibility. You know, the person that's getting the prescription needs to ask the doctor, hey, do I absolutely need this, or can I get by on ibuprofen or some other non-opiate painkiller? Only take an opiate painkiller when you absolutely have to. If you do end up getting the medication, take it one step further and say, okay, doctor, based on the dosage that you've given me, is it safe for me to do my job? Number two, you never mix medications. Don't mix them with other medications, and don't mix them with alcohol.
Learn how to best address prescription drug abuse at your business. Go to www.ndsc.org/homeandcommunity. Click on the Resources tab to download the Prescription Drug Employer Toolkit.
I'm going to talk to you about your bathroom, bathtub, the shower. You know how it is, right? Close your eyes and picture it how you'd like it to be. Well, guess what? It can be. I'd love for you to call a telephone number. I'll give you in a minute for a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how a new tub, a new shower would look in your home with a Bath Planet Design Studio. It is free. It's an estimate in your home to find out what you can do. By the way, they transform bathrooms in as little as a day. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns to choose from, offering freedom from day-to-day living such as back pain, muscle pain, diabetes, circulatory diseases, and more. And the freedom to bathe in your own home without assistance with a walk-in tub as well. That's right. Go to this website, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, or call 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289. Use my name, Scott, and get a $500 gift certificate free with your purchase from Bath Planet of North Dakota.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What's on Your Mind continues. We're chatting with Heather McDonald, the author of The War on Cops, how the new attack on law and order makes everyone less safe. If you have a question or comment for her, those are welcome here today. 800-228-0550. We have about 5 more minutes with her and a million questions, so we'll see what we can do here. Leon on the road, question for Heather McDonald. Go ahead. No, Leon gone. All right. Let me ask mine. Here's what I think people are missing. When we talk about lives matter, right? I mean, lives matter. And hopefully we can be, every single one of us can be colorblind in that regard to say red, black, blue, white, what, you know, every life matters. And we agree with that. And to the extent that anybody wants to say, hey, I'm gonna stand up for Black Lives Matter because I don't believe enough attention is going there and these things are happening, they ought to hug a cop because of what's been done for decades in transforming urban neighborhoods that have saved lives, right?
That's absolutely true, Scott. There is no government agency more dedicated to the proposition that Black Lives Matter than the police. We have had decades of failed welfare programs that did nothing to improve the condition of life in the inner city. But the policing revolution that began in New York City in 1994 under Rudolph Giuliani, the mayor, and spread nationwide, transformed inner cities by saving lives, getting rid of drug dealers, discouraging people from carrying guns. 10,000 minority males are alive today in New York City alone who would have been dead had homicide levels remained at its early 1990s levels. In 1990 in New York City, there were 2,245 homicides. In 2014, there were 333. That's an 85% drop. And virtually all of the people who would have been killed at that 2,245 level were Black or Hispanic. So when policing is proactive, when it goes out and tries to prevent crime, not just react to it, the primary beneficiaries of that are minorities because they are the victims of crime. Blacks die of homicide at 6 times the rate of whites and Hispanics combined. That's because they commit homicide at 8 times the rate of whites and Hispanics combined. And Black teen males between the ages of 14 and 17 commit gun homicide at 10 times the rate of white and Hispanic teen males combined. But the victims, again, are overwhelmingly minorities. Those types of crime victimization and commission rates mean that the police are inevitably going to be in minority neighborhoods when they are called for a gun run, a retaliatory gang shooting. But there are so many people in inner city areas, Scott, who support the police. I cannot go to a police community meeting in Harlem, South Bronx, South Central LA without hearing people say, you arrest the dealers, they're back on the corner the next day. Why can't you keep them off the streets? We want more policing. I want you to take the kids off my stoop who are smoking weed. People like Mrs. Sweeper, a cancer amputee in the Mount Hope section of the Bronx, who said to me, please, Jesus, send more police, because the only time she feels safe to get her mail in her building lobby is when the police are there.
Fascinating. And, you know, now you have cops backing off as a result of this, right? I mean, that's been happening before Dallas, right? But this all this venom that's being spewed at them is coming at a cost of them not going into those neighborhoods where all that progress has been made, saving lives, right?
This is what I've called the Ferguson effect, Scott, and I discuss it in the book. After Ferguson, cops have stopped doing precisely the type of policing that the activists and the politicians and President Obama denounce as racist. They're not making those pedestrian stops. They're not enforcing the low-level public order offenses, because they're told they're racist for doing so. So we shouldn't be surprised that they are. They're also encountering unbelievable levels of hostility on the streets. The Dallas assassination is just a more exacerbated version of that. They're backing off of proactive policing, and the 20-year crime drop that this nation has enjoyed is now being reversed, especially in cities with large Black populations.
All right, Leon, quick question for Heather, and then we have to let her go. Go ahead, Leon. France, go ahead.
Okay, overall, I agree with her premise, but there are certain things that I have a problem with. I have a problem when folks lump everyone into either one camp or the other, and we're not talking about the problems that African Americans face with police officers, and not just African Americans. I think that there should not be a stigma attached when you call out erroneous police tactics. And I think far too often we do. And even the title of the book war on cops, that denotes that people that are against certain police tactics are for a war on police officers. And I don't think that that furthers the conversation at all, and I don't think it fosters any type of solution at all.
All right, let's let Heather
respond. Leon, have you been to a Black Lives Matter activist rally? Have you heard the rhetoric? The KKK cops, killer cops, racist cops. You tried being a police officer today. I've talked to somebody in Chicago who said he's never experienced such hatred in his 20 years on the job. It's basically an undoable job now. Absolutely, we should denounce those bad police killings, and I have. I've spoken out forcefully against the Laquan McDonald shooting in Chicago and Walter Scott in North Charleston. Those are aberrations. It is not an exaggeration to call it the war on cops when you have the entire university structure wedded to the myth that police are racist and are preying on blacks because of the color of their skin. You know, that there is definitely a rhetorical war being promulgated in this country, and officers are feeling it on the streets when they get out of their squad cars and are surrounded by hostile, jeering crowds interfering with their lawful authority.
Leon, appreciate the call. I want to continue the conversation. I would really encourage folks to just arm yourself with the facts here, and that's what the book will do. Great statistics, great. It's just incredible. When you read this, you recognize how corrupt the media is. They're corrupt. It isn't just erroneous or lazy or anything. It's flat out corrupt. You can't be that wrong and not have it be intentional, in my mind. So this book will arm you with the facts on that. The War on Cops, How the New Attack on Law and Order Makes Everyone Less Safe. Thank you, Heather. I know we need to let you go here, so we appreciate your time. We'll have you back.
Thank you, Scott.
Take care. Jamie, let me get you in here before the end of the break. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline.
Hey, did she say that people having concealed weapons permits now and carrying guns is a big problem for cops and they pull people over? I thought that's what she said.
I don't know, big problem. I think she's just a challenge in that, how do you deal with that situation? How do you?
Well, I'm going to disagree with her, because if you get pulled over and they run your license plate, they know you got a gun. If somebody's willing to shoot a cop, they couldn't care less if they got a concealed weapons permit. In fact, they wouldn't want one because they wouldn't want the cop to know they had one when they pulled them over.
Yeah, I don't think she's being critical of it. Just saying it's a challenge.
She's kind of saying some stuff about guns there that kind of made me mad. She kind of said this got a little anti-gun in her. I didn't appreciate that.
What else besides the concealed carry comment?
You need to change minds about these people from carrying guns around and stuff. I carry a gun on everywhere I go. I'm not a problem to anybody.
More guns, less crime. I'm with you, Jamie. Appreciate the call. Thank you. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. We'll meet a couple members of the United States Navy that serve on the USS North Dakota. How cool is that when we come back? Plus more on National Hot Dog Day. And we have lots of great suggestions rolling in on where would you cut in the state budget. I think we need a whole show on this. We'll have to do that. Stay tuned. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. PetroServe USA. The folks that help America feel better. The folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. Helping you feel better with choice at the pump. Come on into a PetroServe USA location. There's great grab-and-go specials all month long, including the smoked ham and cheese, chuck wagon, and chicken and Swiss Deli Express sandwiches for $1.99. Those famous North Dakota-made giant sunflower seeds. Your choice of flavors, only $1.39 a bag. Snickers and M&M's brand candy bars, 3 for $0.99. Rice Krispie Treats, the big bars, only 79 cents each. And the Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99. Plus the all-day, everyday special, hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. And remember, every week they draw new winners for $50,000. Register every week at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
High Plains Apache. That's the kind of folks you want working for you day in and day out. They're not just another sprayer company. They are the sprayer company that the others are talking about. And they take care of their customers. They know you work hard for your money. They know when you spend a dollar, you expect to get the most for your money and your time. And High Plains Apache respects that. They work very hard to earn your business. And the Apache sprayer works hard for you, too. You get right down to it. The Apache is really the businessman sprayer. That's what it is. For one, it keeps its value better than all the rest. So it's a good investment, proven to work as hard as you do, and a support team to back it up. They have that ET Ag Center with 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and more. And with that ET Ag Center, they could fit offer parts that fit every brand of sprayer, not just the Apache. Again, parts for all brands. Banjo fittings, ball hoses, liquid fertilizer parts, you name it, they've got it. They're across from Bonanza in Mandan. They're online at highplainsapache.com. Fargo, south of Fargo, actually, Frontier Exit 60 is where you'll find them. High Plains Apache, tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Diane in Bismarck has been waiting to tell us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline who she thinks Donald Trump's running mate will be. We're going to find out in 24 hours, but maybe we don't have to wait because Diane already knows. Diane, who is it?
I don't know, but... For several months now, and the first person I thought of then and how I feel today has not changed. And as crazy and weird as it may sound from me, I believe the presidency could actually be determined tomorrow morning if he picks Ted Cruz as his running mate. That's pretty much what I have to say.
I very early on in that whole battle between the two of them when it was neck and neck, that's what I was thinking. Come on, do an alliance
over.
Here. Do an alliance. I think it would be over.
I really do.
There's something that tells me there's going to be a surprise tomorrow. So
I do. I feel that. I feel that too. I really do. And I didn't realize. You know, I thought he might not even be there until I heard it last night that he will be there. So I wasn't sure about that, but. Cruz, I'm talking about, of course.
Right, yeah. Well, that's Joni Ernst has been kind of one of my outlier surprise picks. I mean, he did talk about her as being a possible candidate. She's the senator from Iowa. She's a farmer, military background. A lot of great things about Joni Ernst. I'd love a male-female take. I thought about Ben Carson as well, a bit of a surprise there. I love Ben Carson. He's been fantastic with him. I don't know, maybe a surprise. If it's not a surprise, it's going to be Mike Pence, Newt Gingrich, Jeff Sessions, Tom Cotton, one of the names that we heard over and over. Pence is what the Washington parlor game has high up on the list right now. We'll find out tomorrow live on the show, and we'll have it for you right here. Last chance to get your entries in for Best Hot Dog Where You Live. Where is it? Where do you go for the best hot dog ever? Because it's National Hot Dog Day, And we have a family four-pack of State Fair tickets we're going to give away before the end of the hour. But right now, we get to do something really cool. And that is we get to meet a couple of members of the United States Navy that serve on the USS North Dakota. Is that cool or what? Anson Denon Miner is here. Hello, Anson. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Fantastic. And Machinist Mate Auxiliary Second Class Robin Brooks Anderson is here. Robin, how are you?
Doing great.
Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you so much for the support.
So where are you from, Denon?
So I'm originally from, I was born in Groton, Connecticut. My dad was a submariner, and then we moved down to Norfolk, Virginia for a lot of my upbringing.
So you have known since as long as you can remember you were going to be on a submarine.
Yeah, that's kind of the thought. You know, I had some other paths in life I tried as well and didn't work out for me as much as I liked. And so I figured I'd go back to what I knew and what I enjoyed growing up as.
And in Groton, this submarine's just, it's in the culture there, right? You build them there and
so Groton, launch them there. They named it themselves, and so nobody's really fought them on the name. Groton is affectionately known as the submarine capital of the world. So
yeah.
They build them there. They have about 15 or so attack submarines based there, so... USS North Dakota is just, you know, one of the many great submarines there.
So when you first heard North Dakota, you know, you spent a few days here talking about your time serving on the USS North Dakota, but I'm curious, before that even, before you knew anything about North Dakota, you first heard North Dakota, what came into your mind?
So, you know, I'd never been west of Illinois, to be honest. I had some family outside Peoria, but I didn't know anything about the Plain States as much, and You know, they say flyover country or anything like that. When we got here, we flew low and we saw all the farmlands and we got to go up and see a wonderful farm yesterday. And it's just absolutely beautiful out here. We really enjoy it.
So is being here different than what your first impression was?
Oh, absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a little more like normal than you probably thought. Connecticut, you don't think North Dakota's normal. Probably like, what the heck? Who lives there? Right?
Yeah.
You can be honest here and tell us what you really thought.
No, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we were surprised. You know, like you guys actually have better restaurants than we have in Groton, you know? So
better eating. How about you, Robin? When you first heard North Dakota and that you're going to serve on the North Dakota, what came to mind?
So I was actually really excited. Coming straight out of sub school and out of my training pipeline, was told that I was going to the PCU or pre-commissioning unit, North Dakota. I was really excited because I came to the North Dakota in November of 2012. And when I arrived at the command, we were in a building because all we had was half of a submarine. So I was really excited to come to a platform that was still being built. And to see, you know, to see her built from the ground up and then to be a part of taking her out on all the initial sea trials and all the testing and then going out on an actual mission and then coming back in. It's been such a wonderful experience, and I've been so proud and so happy to be a part of that.
What do you do on the USS North Dakota?
I'm an auxiliary machinist mate, which is I'm a mechanic. So auxiliary systems are anything outside of the nuclear realm. My division owns approximately 70% of the systems on the submarine, over 5,000 pieces of equipment. So it's seawater systems, air systems, hydraulics, plumbing, potable water, our diesel engine, our atmosphere control and oxygen generating system, maintaining and all that equipment.
Is most of your work when it's at sea or docked?
Our workload doesn't change. In port or at sea, we are always busy. We always have maintenance because we own so many pieces of equipment and so many systems. There's always preventative maintenance that we have to do. And of course, just like anything else, mechanical things break down and we're going to have to do that corrective maintenance. So our workload is pretty pretty much the same whether we're at sea or in port.
Talking to two sailors today from the USS North Dakota. And what's an ensign do, Devin?
Yeah, so an ensign is the first level of officer, and a lot of ensigns, it depends on what your job is. So that's just my rank. Brooks is a mechanic on board, so to speak. My job on board is the supply officer, so I manage all the parts that we get. So, you know, the mechanics and all the machinery division guys can do the maintenance they need to do. You know, I supply all the parts. And then the other side of the house for me is the food service division, so I also oversee the galley operation. You know, we serve about 400 meals a day. You know, underway and
400 meals a day.
100 meals a day.
So how many people are, you know, on the USS North Dakota?
So we have about 120 crew members and then about 15 officers. That fluctuates as we go through different periods, and we take on the submarine forces a very good job of of having other sailors of other vessels kind of ride a submarine that's going to go out so they can get experience as well. So we can have up to 200 people on board. It really tight quarters.
So what's the size of this beauty? I mean, put it in perspective for me. Would it be like
absolutely. So the submarine is 377 feet long. So it's about the, a little less or somewhere around the size of a destroyer. And it's 34 feet wide, and it displaces 7,800 tons. So it's a fairly large vessel. It's not the biggest submarine we have in the fleet. Those are the Ohio-class missile nuclear missile submarines. But it inside the submarine, it's pretty cramped quarters. So you get used to not, you know, being able to stand up fully if you're tall like Brooks. For me, I'm a short guy, so it's easy for me to just walk around.
So if you're you know leaving port to go on a mission, typically how long are you gone? What kind of you're back to your logistics question? You got to serve all those meals every day. How much food you got to have along?
We have the capacity to be out on the food we have for up to 4 months at a time, but that's not how long we're going to be out. We'll have to pull into port, grab more food, which is really the only limiting factor when you talk about submarines going underway. Like we have a nuclear reactor that's going to be serviceable for 33 years, and it doesn't need any more refueling, doesn't need anything. It's got maintenance, but that's about it. We have, you know, all the auxiliary systems that you know, Petty Officer Anderson was talking about earlier. Those are, as long as their corrective maintenance is done and preventative maintenance is done, you know, we can run for 33 years without doing anything. But we need food, so you know, we can do 4 months on what we have, and so we'll go for deployments up to 6 months. You know, we'll do some shorter stuff too.
Tell folks about the role that the USS North Dakota plays in our national security. What are you most proud of what the submarine does or can do?
So the USS North Dakota is the most technologically advanced submarine in the fleet. We have we have the ability to do multiple missions, anything from, you know, special operations delivery and recovery to reconnaissance to the traditional role of a fast attack submarine is essentially a hunter killer, is hunting out other submarines. The technology that is built into the North Dakota, makes the North Dakota able to do missions that other platforms, you know, they can only perform one of those things, and we can do all of them. So, I'm really proud to be on such a technological masterpiece, if you will, that just, is going to serve the country very well for the next 33 years.
Anything you'd add to that, Denon, about what it does and can do?
Well, absolutely. So you know, Petty Officer Anderson is absolutely correct in the number and range of missions that we can do. But specifically to the North Dakota, we were the absolute first submarine to launch an underwater drone. Last July, we got to launch and recover a drone that is designed to go do great things. And that's kind of the, you know, we hope, we're not entirely sure, but I can't speak for the Navy, but, you know, that's kind of the next big thing is, you know, as we have Predator drones in the skies above Afghanistan, you know, we're testing out underwater drones now, too.
So would an underwater drone go look for enemy ships, enemy craft?
That's a great question. I don't know a lot about the drones and what they do. I know that, you know, as part of the North Dakota, our job was just to go make sure that it got sent out and recovered. And that's the first stage of the testing, is it a viable thing to do? And it was. And we had a great success with that. North Dakota is very proud to have done that. I can't speak too much on what they do.
I don't want to get you in trouble. I just was kind of curious. It sounds kind of fun to me, right?
It's pretty cool.
It is. It's very interesting, but I honestly don't know what the drones do either. There's very few people who do. You know, that's all very classified information, and you know, we know that we launched them and recovered them, and beyond that, that's kind of our breadth of knowledge there.
We know this. The threats are real from many places, and so we're glad you guys are on that line day in and day out for us. Fascinating conversation. Our guest, Ensign Denon Miner, who handles the Supply Corps, and also Machinist Mate Auxiliary Second Class Robin Brooks Anderson from the U.S. Navy, both serving on the USS North Dakota today, telling us a little bit about that operation. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for your service. Appreciate you. God bless you and all of the members of the United States Armed Forces, protecting us day in and day out. Where would we be without them, friends? Last segment of What's on Your Mind after this timeout.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
I found it. A way to get the family together, keep them together, and have great conversations. It works every time. It's the Hot Springs Spa. And Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pools Tables 2 is here to tell us how that works. Vince, tell me.
It's because hot water is truly magic. We know this. You're better below the water. And because of that, you're better above the water, meaning mentally, and beyond the water. You truly are a better husband, better wife, better family member, better at everything you do, because hot water does a lot of things to the body. The body comes alive. You think better. Matter of fact, I used to tell kids that, hey, buy a hot tub, wink, wink, you'll get better grades. But we know this now that hot water improves your cognitive thinking. And it's just magic what it does for the body. If you think about this, we're 80% water. Our first 9 months of our life, we were in water. And today we recover 25 times faster in hot water than we do on dry land. So a lot of great benefits coming out of this.
How much do spas cost, Vince?
$29.95 up to, on up. So it just depends what you're looking for. You don't have to spend a lot to have a great experience owning hot water.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 has moved in Bismarck, new location right next to Sam's Club. Also in front of the Grand Cities Mall, South Washington, Grand Forks, and on 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire in West Fargo. Online at fargohotspring.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. All right. We had one off-air call that just wanted to comment on that drone comment from one of the sailors. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Well, I'm glad Hillary Clinton know what that drone that they use on the USS North Dakota does. The rest of the world will know it, too. As soon as she doesn't know. Goodbye.
All right. Yeah. Can't keep secrets. You know, should be emailing around and sending, classified information. Yeah, I hear you. Good point well taken. Kane, we asked a question right at the beginning of the show today to say, okay, $300 billion shortfall, how would you solve this? And I am just enjoying the contributions here. We didn't even get to all of them, but a fabulous contract all maintenance activities, snow removal, mowing, street sweeping to contractors. State maintenance would only have to hire contract administrators. Current maintenance workers could get jobs with contractors or start their own business. The state could minimize its equipment fleet and sell or rent its facilities. More state contracts equals more contractors working, which drives down maintenance costs to those with facilities in the public sector. You know, these are decent ideas. Now, if I was a 30-year state worker, you know, that cleared driveways, I'd maybe be a little bit concerned, but I think you got to think out of the box a little bit, right? Who else are the people that then would get those going to hire if it could save dollars? So those are things you got to just think about at least, you know? Yeah. Let's see here. Best hot dog in Watford City is Chicago Dogs between Arnold Garden and Alexander.
All right.
Good suggestion there. Best hot dogs at Cloverdale from my grill on a bun with a slice of American cheese. Now, I don't do that. Do you guys do that? Put a slice of cheese on your hot dog?
No.
I haven't done that.
That's a little too much for me.
A slice of American cheese, homemade pickle spear, ketchup, and mustard. I love it. Mm. Heard of any deals on Hot Dog Day in relation to National Hot Dog Day?
Yeah.
I don't know, but last chance to call them in, if you know any, 800-228-0550. We're going to pick a winner here momentarily. Texter says that cop in Minneapolis that did the shooting wasn't even white. They didn't say what he was, just that he wasn't white, and then the cops got shot because of a lie. Hispanic officer in that case, I do believe. I wish we had a caller earlier that said, hey, you know, I'm a German American, but I don't like being known as a German American. I like known being an American. Me too. I mean, that's what I think the root cause of this is. You know,
in fact, wouldn't you and I be kind of criticized if we started putting our nationalities or whatever? I mean, wouldn't people look at us and go, well, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. And, you know, you walk on eggshells about what to say, and it's just makes no sense. I'm going to shock a pile of people with my idea for cutting state budgets. Oh, okay. Shocking a pile of people. We don't mind that. Go ahead.
Pile?
Shock them. Eliminate the state paying a portion of the property tax. Make the property taxpayers pay the entire amount. This will cut the state budget. It will also wake up the property taxpayer and possibly start a revolt against local spending increases. The state doesn't collect property tax, and it sure shouldn't be hiding the cost of local budgets inside the state budget. I will agree with that caller that, you know, that is an issue between state and county and local spending. And the pain point on taxes is property taxes. And that's not a state problem. Yet they've taken the overall state economy and pulled some of the good out of that and given relief back to help your budget. But he's right that it masks other spending and it masks the real problem. I think we can have a revolt in this country, for instance, if we eliminated the idea of payroll deductions of your tax. If your federal taxes were not withheld, and instead, once a quarter, once a month, you pick the time frame, you had to write a check to the federal government for what is now deducted out of your paycheck. You know why? You'd get kicked in a hurry. You'd stop worrying about stupid things we debate endlessly when we ignore, like, the national debt and all the spending they do, and say, wait a minute, I'm writing a check this big to you once a month. Just take a look what you're spending. It is a huge, huge amount of money. Make a big difference if we did that. Best hot dogs are from local charitable organization booths at street fairs, mustard only. Those are good, by the way. I like those little. We raised $150,000 selling hot dogs one time at Dan's Supermarket in Bismarck and Hornbacher's in Fargo and a number of different locations. Hugo's up in Grand Forks to bring over an Iraqi family that had lost their father who was helping our soldiers over there. It's a great story. And those were the best tasting hot dogs ever because of all the good they did, you know. Another texter on the budget front, privatize rest stops to see stores and restaurants. Good point. Because some of the earlier said, Scott, don't be so hard on rest stops. Truckers need them. All right, well, privatize them. They can keep them up. They can build the buildings. They can service them. Not bad. Not bad. All right. And I've saved the best hot dog contribution for last. And this will be the winner of our four-pack of the State Fair passes. Are you ready? The best Cloverdale hot dog is the one I helped my son roast on the campfire. I just imagine the memory that's created in his mind, trying to taste the good old red Cloverdale with the love of his dad. That is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And our winner of some State Fair passes. Way to go. Larry in Devil's Lake, I'm running out of time, but give me your best 10 seconds on the budget.
Yeah, we could go in and farm out our mowing of our mediums on our interstate to people who haven't bid on it. And
all right, a little maintenance work there. I love it. Keep these coming, folks. We'll do more of this. See you tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye. Hi there. It's Scott Hanlon from What's on Your Mind. In a moment, I'm going to give you my telephone number and my email address because I'd love to meet with you if we can help build your business. This radio program, What's on Your Mind, is on four radio stations every single day, every weekday. K-Fire 550, in fact, 4 hours every day on K-Fire. AM 1100, The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 radio, booming to the Bakken. Those four radio stations every single day, right here with What's on Your Mind. We can help you get your message out. Do you have an event coming up that needs some attention, needs some promotion? Does your business need better branding? Want somebody to tell your story? Call me. I'd love to meet with you. Here's that number, 855-200-1776. Extension 3, leave a message for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email me, scott@flagfamily.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.